to infinity and beyond!
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Coming to you from Laughing Place Studios, welcome Disney adventurers and fans to your All Things Disney podcast, making your Disney experience more magical. You're listening to Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
Hi, I'm Terry.
And I'm Tana. He's my dad.
And she's my daughter. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, December 9th, 2016, and this is episode 2. Remember, you can also find us on our Facebook page at Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Hi, Tana. How are you?
Hi. I'm unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Thank you for asking.
Does that have anything to do with just coming back from Disneyland?
Yeah. Christmas.
Folks, if you had a chance to see what Tana is wearing right now, she has her final checkout.
Tower of Terror, Disneyland California Adventure.
I'm a little teary-eyed.
The final checkout.
I'm a little teary-eyed.
A little teary-eyed
that was
too.
The final time.
But I'm going to wear this shirt for years, and people are going to be like, what's that?
I know you always give me good news, but you know what the good news is, really?
What?
We could still ride the Tower of Terror in Florida.
Yay!
It's not going away. It's staying there.
And so can you.
Yes, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Our topic today is holiday happenings at the Disneyland Resort. That should be a lot of fun to cover. I know we were talking about doing a show on the Disney Cruise Lines. I think we'll push that off for next week because we wanted to report on what was going on down at the Disneyland Resort during the holidays.
Good idea.
But first, I wanted to do a little bit of follow-up from our first episode.
Sounds good.
Because we had some information that was passed on to us.
Bring it on.
We had talked about lines.
Yes.
Last episode.
Yes, we did.
And I got a great email from Renee Santana. She sent us a note basically saying that she loves lines. It's a time and place where my family can bond, play games, tell jokes, and search for hidden Mickeys.
Hey,
you gotta like that, right?
Mickeys.
She also includes memories are made, like my son holding hands with his younger siblings. Wouldn't want it any other way. That's something that we didn't even think about.
You know,
talking about lines.
You know, we do actually think about this. We just didn't mention it on our last show because
I feel bad. I feel really bad.
I feel bad
because
too.
It is family moments.
And you know,
look what?
What
we just did.
I know.
At California Adventure, Tana had me wait in the same line for an hour at a time.
Yeah, because it was Soren. And
just to go on the new Soren ride.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
Let's just take
that's another show. That's
okay,
another show.
One moment to say I cried the first time I rode Soren. It's just, I'm
she
just going to leave it at that. It's moving.
It is really moving.
It's really amazing. I loved it.
There's a little bit of CG, but you know, it's okay.
And we had good FastPass karma because just the night before, Dad and I gave away a Indiana Jones Fast Pass. We had two extra ones. We gave them away.
Hurt me to give them away.
I did hurt. But you know what? We do our duty to spread the park love. You know, we always have. And the very next day, someone, as soon as I'm getting off of Soren, remember, they're like, hey, I got two Soren
Bam,
Fast
hit
passes.
Me in the head.
And I said, I'll take them. Yeah. Actually, I looked at my dad and my dad says, take them. And so then I took them. And then me and Mom rode it without him.
How does that always work?
That always works.
I'm used to the
but,
nice
you know,
guy.
I'm really glad she brought up this line thing because we appreciate lines. We do. And we think you should too because look around. There's like so much amazing like fun things to do. I mean, look at Indiana Jones alone. They had the thing with the little, you know, wall that like came down the ceiling and the little things to pull and the voices start, hey, hey, you know, the excavators. And there's just so much to do in Disney lines. They're just not like any lines you're going to have anywhere else.
Unlike most theme parks that you go to where
yes.
you've got turnstiles and you've got
that's
bars
it.
And
yeah.
you're just, Disney tells a story
their
in their queue lines.
And their queue lines are
yeah.
amazing.
And of course, Hidden Mickeys.
Hidden Mickeys. So
I
thank
always
you.
Look. I always look for them and I never find them. I'm terrible at finding
I'm
Hidden Mickeys.
I'm here to help.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Also, we had a follow-up to the buttons story that we did last week.
We
the buttons,
love buttons,
of course, the free buttons that you can get anytime from
City Hall.
Lot of different spots. City Hall,
City
cast
Hall's
members.
One of them. Yeah.
We had talked about the honorary citizens button. Before we talk about that, though, there was one that was called the honorary Toontown citizens button. And
someone
Lisa Kerr,
right.
Yeah, Lisa Kerr wrote in and she said that she had received one for entry early into Toontown.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And like when it was opening?
I know just early in the morning, the first as it opened up before the parks, the rest of the park, she also said that Mickey would swear in the crowd as honorary Toontown citizens for the day and present the buttons to the guests, which was just really cool.
That's cool.
That's really neat. But the honorary citizens button, the one we were talking about, it comes as kind of an award from cast members. Oh. And basically, if you do a good deed, a cast member sees it. They can give you an honorary citizens button, which is really kind of cool.
That's special.
So think about it. You pick up some trash. Somebody sees you. Yeah, honorary citizen. Or, you know, you just do a good deed.
So you
that's
gotta,
what it's all about.
You got to, like, go by the cast members and, like, look behind.
Be nice. Hey. Just be nice near them.
Sir.
Now, I did read that you could ask for the button at City Hall, but really, what's the fun of that?
Come
if
on.
You have to
earn
ask,
it.
Exactly,
earn it like a good Disney
you don't,
park goer.
You don't go into City Hall and say, "Hey, I'm an honorary citizen. Can I have the button?" It's like, no, that's not going to work.
Lame.
That is super lame.
Lame.
That's one you should earn.
Yeah.
So,
well, you do have a topic for us today, but
I do have a topic. One other thing, though, I wanted to do, and maybe in the future we'll need to think about doing a listener question show. I think that might be kind of fun too. But
oh yeah,
we have been getting some questions. We're a week into our show already, and we already are starting to get questions. And so,
what do we
I've got one question from a Nikki Custis. She lives close to us.
Okay.
She says, my husband and I are finally taking our six-year-old to Disneyland for his birthday. And she gave me some dates, February to March, the beginning of March. She says, I'm really struggling with two things. Number one, 5 days as opposed to 4 days in the parks.
Good question.
As we were trying to save some money. And two, after planning our travel through Disney, I started to think it might be best to book everything a la carte. So she asks, what are your thoughts on cost-saving options, and will we miss out on bonuses offered by Disney booking through them?
I think a lot of people want to know answer, like, you know, this kind of question.
You will. I mean, there's definitely some perks booking with Disney.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Staying at the Disney properties, you know, me personally, I never stay on Disney property.
We never really need it.
At
but
Disneyland,
we've done it before.
Disney World, different story. I go to Florida. True. I'm always on the Disney properties.
Because they're really amazing.
Absolutely. But, you know, you want to save some money. That's rule number one. Your hotel costs are usually...
You can cut that cost.
I use Hotwire.
And there are some great hotels, like, right across from the entrance that you can bypass the whole parking thing, not that the
all
parking
on Harbor,
thing. Yeah,
around the corner on Catella, near the convention center. There's plenty of places.
And parking
to stay.
Is still cool too if you need to do that, and that's the way you want to, sure, you know, arrange. But it takes a little while to get out of the park, into the tram, into the parking area, and to your car. So if you can cut out and find somewhere close enough to walk. Now, how old is? Does she have little ones?
Little one is six.
Okay, so maybe not walking a long, long distance on foot, but there are plenty nearby.
Absolutely.
That you can really consider, like you said, as opposed to Disney property. You know, what's interesting is you mentioned something about 4 day versus 5 day, and I'm sure you have an opinion on that.
I sure do. You know, there's a big difference between a 1 day, one park pass as opposed to a hopper.
Right.
And
a hopper, again, is?
A hopper is back and forth between the two parks.
You can bounce around.
California Adventure, you can go right across the way and go into Disneyland as many times as you want. You can go back and forth. That's why they call it a hopper.
As opposed to the 1 day is
you got it. 1 day is one day, one of those parks. You don't get the privilege to bounce back and forth. But there is some cost savings in that. A 5 day, one park per day is right around the same cost as a 4 day hopper.
You know, and it's not a bad idea because with that amount of time, if you are going more than, let's say, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, you're going something like that, you're going to see everything. And you can probably still take it a little bit slow, even if a couple of those days are weekends and they're a little busier than weekdays, which I know is going to be something else you probably will mention as weekdays.
Weekdays always better.
Weekdays are always better. But if you have that many days, I don't think it's important that you absolutely need to hop. I think you can do 1 day.
What are you missing from booking with Disney? You're going to lose if you book a 3 day hopper or more. You get an early entry. You get one early entry day.
Okay.
So that's one thing you're going to lose.
I won't miss that.
With 5 days, you got plenty of time.
Yeah,
do you need to get up early?
I don't think so. No,
I like
to stay later.
You know,
as
Disney World,
to doing early.
Disney World, this would be a whole different conversation.
It
but with Disneyland
kind of,
and the Disneyland Resort, I don't think it's an issue there.
No.
So my advice would be, you know, I would go with a one park per day, and stay the 5 days.
That's what I would choose.
I would go to a website like a Hotwire,
yep,
or a Travelocity, yep, and do some shopping. You know, me personally, what I do is I go to Hotwire and I look for 3.5-star hotels. I'm kind of one of those guys that likes a nice hotel. And so I find that 3.5 stars are pretty nice in that area.
And a good, well-priced.
Yeah, you're talking about a Crowne Plaza, a Hilton, that line for about $75 to $100 a night, which is not bad at all for a room.
Yeah.
You know, that's $25 a head for four people. That's fantastic, not bad advice at all.
And given the opportunity to, you can tell me, hey, do you want to go for 5 days, but you're stuck in one park, or would you like a 4-day hopper? I'm going to say 5 days.
Give me five.
Yeah, give me five any day. I'll take it. And the other thing, too, is where does she live?
She's close. She's close. She lives near us. She's in the Bay Area.
So she can drive, right?
They absolutely can drive.
Okay, so that's another thing that really will help cut costs, too. If you are living locally, it's somewhat locally. I'm not talking about like super locally, but you know, we're 6 to 8 hours away, depending on how you drive. And
5.5 this last time.
I did
really good.
I was sleeping. Otherwise, I'd have been freaking out. I'm always freaked out with my dad's driving. I'm like, oh my God, slow down.
Go to sleep.
There's
Jenna,
a windy road.
I'll get you there.
Just as soon as we leave the house, there's a windy road. And that's the first thing I'm doing. Dad, slow down. But
he
drove fire trucks for a living. So he's very trustworthy behind the wheel. I like to drive like a grandma's. But yeah, if you can drive, this will, very much help. Because if you're talking eight people, Nikki, and you've got to, you know, do plane tickets for all of them, you know, this is going to take a big chunk out of what would have had to have been your budget. So, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's how we're going to help folks right there.
Yeah.
Send us a question. We'll do our best to get you on the air and kind of give you what we know and our opinion. Of course, you don't use our opinion. That's okay, too. But hey, Tana, I have a Disney hack.
You do?
I do. This one, since this is kind of a holiday show,
yeah,
I thought I would do a little holiday hack.
You have? Hack.
I do. This one's you got to use your imagination a little bit on this one, okay?
All right.
Okay, so there are two items that you can purchase at the Disneyland Resort parks.
Bubbles?
No, not bubbles. Not this
churros?
Time. Not churros. It's something that, well, okay, so technically you can eat what comes inside of this.
All right, I'm a fan.
Yeah, so there you go.
Who doesn't love that?
They are selling these cute little collectible elf Mickey Steins. You might have seen them around the park.
Yeah, I did.
There's
They're
a number
so
of
cute.
The Hungry Bear restaurants got them, Main Street Fruit Cart, Royal Street Veranda. There's the list goes on and on. Village House has them. And depending on where you order the Stein, they'll put different things inside. So for instance, they could put a fountain beverage, they could put fruit, or even an ice cream sundae.
Oh,
if you go to like
yeah.
the Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor, that's the place where I would go and get one. But nice. It's the cutest little thing. It's a Stein. And before I expand on the story, the other item is the popcorn bucket, the Mickey popcorn bucket. Have you seen those?
Popcorn? They're so cute.
They are the best.
We
every
took pictures,
year,
right?
We did take pictures. I have them. We'll put them on the Facebook page,
yeah,
both of the items. But
okay.
The popcorn bucket obviously comes filled with popcorn, and the kids love that. But wouldn't that be nice? Next year, the holidays start rolling around. You pop those two items out for your kids. You put a little snack in the Stein.
Oh,
you load the bucket
I see
up
what
with
you're
popcorn,
getting at. Mm-hmm.
And you bring them right back to Disneyland and the trip that they had the year before. Isn't that a great idea?
The magic continues.
I love it. So later on tonight, when the show's finished and I need a little popcorn fix, I'm going to get my Mickey bucket out.
Because
I got one. Actually, we get one every year.
Well, yeah.
But
well, that's funny because, I mean, it is true. I mean, we take home a lot of souvenirs.
We do.
And we use them. We use them all the time. And our ones that are kind of Christmas related are very special. And
one of my biggest fantasies is to have a theater room one day. I don't know how it's ever going to happen.
Mickey buckets.
Yeah. But so we've already bought all the buckets. That part we have covered.
Oh,
it's
the
room.
So now you just need the theater?
It's the technology. It's all that other stuff that I have to worry about.
Oh,
but the,
my goodness.
The buckets I have, I've got those nailed.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
And we're talking like, I mean, they released like the Han Solo, Frozen in the, oh boy, I got myself in trouble. Star Wars fans will know exactly when he got frozen in the super producer Brandon. What happened with? Anyway, he doesn't know the answer. But I've got all these different kind of buckets, so I got that covered. But yeah. I just thought it would be really cute to pull out at the beginning of the Christmas season for next year. Bring your kids right back to the,
totally.
The treat that they had if they had the ability to go to Disneyland.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And then what do you do after you...
Right after I bought my bucket,
yeah,
I went and got a Mickey bar.
Oh, great. I'll have a Dole Whip.
A Dole Whip, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And your Dole Whips. You and your Dole Whips.
Hey, I've got good news.
Good news? I love good news. You
Christmas
know that.
Christmas news.
Oh, I love
about a Disneyland guardian angel. Okay, so I got this story. Really cool. On March 24th, cast member Emily Gibb was working on a pin release event when she found this lanyard. You know, they had an event where they were giving away all these Mickey pins. She finds a lanyard, and inside it has a note that says, "Hello, I am autistic. I don't talk much, but I like to trade for Mickey pins." Super sweet. Someone obviously had lost this lanyard. She takes it upon herself. She says, all right, she gets a couple cast members with her that are working, and they decide they're going to take care of this. They gussy up the lanyard with like all of these pins.
Nice. That's nice.
All of these Mickey pins. And they put this really cool like metal Mickey medallion on it. And they put it in Lost and Found. Well, she finds out that after some time Lost and Found, it had not been collected.
Oh,
so here's what she does. She goes on social media. And she starts posting, hey, fellow cast members, hey, park goers, we need to find who's lost the red lanyard. She creates this hashtag, the red lanyard movement, which is all these people trying to find the owner of the red lanyard. And she did find out, she's getting closer and closer to figuring out who it is. I'll tell you a little bit about where we're at with the story at the end. But she figures out that it is a member of the Boys and Girls Club that came for an event that day, someone local enough to have visited Disneyland. And she's getting closer and closer. The bad news is they have not found the red lanyard owner, but the good news is that she started such a movement that park goers, cast members, they're all getting involved. They're sharing hashtag the red lanyard. They're also sharing hashtag autistic awareness, autistic support. She is a guardian angel at Disneyland because not only is she caring for a park goer that is very special that lost an item that was special to them. But she's created this amazing awareness for something that people really are touched when they think about. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to invite all of our listeners to give Emily some props and help her out with support. She's got her social media information is all accessible. She decided to do that. And we're going to post an article that has a little more detail about this and some awesome pictures of the lanyard and all that fun stuff. We're going to have pictures and the post on our Facebook page. And what we're asking is that you share. Let us know how you're touched by Emily's story. We're going to send that to her, get in contact with her directly. You can, if you have any information about this, please, that would be even more awesome. And you can reach Disneyland's Parks Lost and Found. But in the meantime, it's just so great to appreciate Emily, our little Disneyland guardian angel, our special lanyard owner, and all of those who are spreading love and awareness, especially as the holidays are approaching, trying to find the lanyard its rightful home. And that's good news to me. When we all come together and even in a situation that seems kind of a bummer, we're learning a lot, we're growing a lot, and we're being reminded of what's important. So it's good news to me.
Isn't it funny how certain things happen in your life and it just kind of leads you down a direction or a path to, find out something and help.
And then you get inspired.
Yeah.
And then you do something that you would have not, been able to do. So I just, Emily, Gibby, yes, you make Disney for us. It's people like you that make everything so magical. It does start with the cast members and the people who carry on Walt's dream of keeping everything that super special experience. And That's what the holidays are about to
me. Nice story. I like that. I like to hear about that. That's all about the holidays. All right, let's talk about our topic for today. The topic being the holiday happenings at the Disneyland Resort. And
I'm
we
so
just
excited.
Experienced this firsthand.
I'm so excited to talk about this. I love Christmas.
We were down in the Magic Kingdom, the Happy Place. I shouldn't say the Magic Kingdom. That's in Disney World. We weren't there. We were in Disneyland.
Sir, you're going so much
know,
to
I
either both
so
parks.
Far
you're getting
east.
Them confused.
That's so crazy. I know. It is a blur. Anyway, we were down in Disneyland for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of this past week, and fortunate enough to catch the candlelight processional. And folks, if you've ever or if you have never seen the candlelight processional, wow, all I can say is wow.
It's so beautiful.
It's unbelievable. The music is fantastic. It's the story of Christmas read by a celebrity that Disney picks. And who is
Jennifer Goodwin.
Jennifer Goodwin, yeah.
So she's from Once Upon a Time. She plays Snow White.
Snow White, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. And she was spot on amazing. And can I just say, I know you're going to talk about this, but I, the one thing that really moved me was the choir's music. I mean, they have a handful of choirs. I mean, they pick them from, I mean, it seemed like they were picking them from a lot of different locations, not just locally. But they have, I mean, and how many would you say, Dad? I mean,
there was a few. They right at the beginning of the show, before anything happened,
the announcer
came on and gave reference to all of the different choirs that were performing.
15 choirs, right?
I mean, I would say at least 10. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot. And up there, the stage is like huge, and there's just
all set right in front of the train station, right in Town Square.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. Just a fantastic. Anyway, we don't want to spend too much time in a candlelight.
But check it out.
Because it's past.
Yes. But check it out. Please do make
plans next year. Next year.
If you are going during the holidays, take a look at the days. Expect some crowds, but know that you're going to see something really amazing.
It only occurs in Disneyland the first weekend in December.
Yeah.
If
so
you
have to plan ahead.
Yeah, if you're fortunate enough to go to Disney World Christmas time, it's like all month long, which is kind of interesting. But I think it has a lot to do with Disney World being on a stage.
Yeah.
Disneyland, they're using right the town
and
square.
And if you want to check out a really horrible Facebook Live that's really, really bumpy, and we obviously didn't have a tripod.
I was the tripod. My head was the tripod.
I literally held the phone camera on top of my dad's head and rested my arms on his shoulders.
It's a good thing I fail at that
job. It didn't work.
It did not work.
But
hey,
you can kind of see it through our bumbly video, and that's on our Facebook page.
So anyway, candlelight procession.
Yeah.
Yes, bonus.
Check it out.
Plus,
yes.
Check it out. But here are some of the things that are still going on at Disneyland.
Let's hear them.
And we want to point you into some of the directions. Do you want to start? We're starting with Disneyland
first,
right?
Yeah, let's do Disneyland.
Okay, we'll do Disneyland and California Adventure both.
Yeah.
But let's start out with the Christmas Fantasy Parade.
Yes.
Fun.
It is fun.
What was your favorite part?
Oh my gosh!
On the
Christmas Fantasy
Parade.
So they had one. You know, I just love princesses. You know, so they had one little float that just had Princess Aurora, and then it had Cinderella and their respective princes, and they were just dancing around in there, really similar to I almost got the same feel. It was like when I watched Fantasmic, and you know the floats come by and they're with their respective Prince Charmings or whatever, and they're doing like a little bit of a dance, and I don't know. I'm a sucker for princesses and dancing and the dresses, but there's so much that's like so cool. You just can't mention it all. It was really, really cool. I bet I know what was your favorite.
Well, I'm a Toy Story fan too.
You are?
I like the Toy Story.
You got a friend of me. Yep.
I love the Toy Story.
He
one,
does.
Two, three.
He's a sucker for that.
I liked Woody on. It's so simple, but actually there was like three different floats for the Toy Story.
Buzz Lightyear was on one of
Buzz
them,
Buzz was on one in the middle. He was on the big one, and then there's two others, but Woody's sitting up on a rocking chair. I just was cracking up at that. I thought it was pretty funny. He was on a rocking horse.
And he was a funny character. And, you know, but Buzz Lightyear was also funny, too, because he's got this, like, very, you know, he stands with his hands on his hips. And
he's Buzz.
And he like points to things, and he's just, I
he's got
he's
it going
got
on.
This really interesting presentation. And then Woody's just loose and having fun. And yeah, you love Toy Story.
How does our show start every week?
Yeah.
To infinity.
And beyond.
Love the guy. He's fantastic. Love Buzz. But anyway, the parade was a lot of fun.
Yeah, fun.
Definitely a must do for children. I think they'd get a big kick out of it. Sit them on the sidewalk, give them some popcorn in their bucket. Just let them go.
Grab a Mickey bar or a Dole Whip.
Or a Dole Whip.
Yeah, I'll have a Dole Whip.
Christmas Fantasy Parade. It plays a couple of times a day. So you'll have no problem seeing that.
Yeah.
Main Street was my recommendation. Best spot to see a parade. Yeah. I love it. Just gives it a nice hometown feel.
Yeah. And it's a good little, you know, sit on the ledge and of the curb and, you know, not have to worry about too many layers behind you of people sitting, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Next up at Disneyland, a must see, Believe in Holiday Magic, the fireworks show.
Dad is such a fan of fireworks, you guys. Like, the biggest fan of fireworks in general. Like, lover of all things fireworks. We can never leave the park without seeing fireworks almost every single night. But this is really special during the holidays because everything's special during the holidays, and they really make it magical, the fireworks show.
Music.
That's the music.
The music,
right?
Is just so moving. It's just, and that white Christmas version that they do at the end is just so beautiful.
And they really do. I mean, they always have done this, but they tie in the energy of the song and the music with the colors they show and the shapes they're making in the sky and how they're utilizing, you know, the little shooting star ones. It's just also... It's
wonderful.
It is. It's beautiful.
Don't cheat. That's something that you do not look at on YouTube. Just go and
don't
experience
cheat
it.
Don't do it. Beautiful. See it in person.
The overlays are a big part. Of course, you know, Disneyland, so many decorations now. It seems like year after year after year, there's something new that they're doing. Totally.
It's really fun.
But the overlays that they're doing now on the attractions. Now, they've done the overlay on A Small World and the Haunted Mansion for quite some time now.
Yeah.
How long is the overlay on Haunted Mansion? It's got to be 10 plus years, right?
12
years?
At least 12 years. For sure.
So those two attractions are completely different attractions, in my opinion.
It might even be 15, actually.
Really? That long?
Yeah, but at least 12, I promise.
It's been a while.
I'll do a follow-up. I'll tell you next time.
I noticed the overlay this year, and I think they started it last year, maybe even before that. It's called Old Folks with No Memory. But the Jingle Cruise now.
They added a lot to the Jingle Cruise. They did add a lot to the Jingle Cruise. I'm not crazy. Okay.
I liked it. I thought it was great. I loved it.
It was great. It really was. You know, and Jingle Cruise has always been awesome. They pull out some of the old jokes, some of the new jokes. And
we had a pretty funny skipper.
Oh, my gosh. Our skipper.
What was his name?
Time...
Do you remember his name?
No.
He was pretty funny.
Okay. But he went on this tangent.
The rocks.
About, you know, because they say, it's over here.
Don't take it for granted.
We're off to a rocky start. Don't take it for granted.
Oh, he just went on and
he
on.
He
was good.
He was really good.
I wish we would have got his name. Darn it.
I wish I would have got it on video.
Just worth mentioning as far as we're talking with the overlays, of course, Hyperspace Mountain is still there.
Yes.
Not Christmas, but
it is
an overlay.
Mention.
And
overlay.
I wish they would leave Space Mountain with the Hyperspace Mountain overlay. I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. They did a great job on that, too.
Yeah, it's
great.
Good.
Imagineering. Anything else we need to cover at Disneyland?
Oh, yeah, Small World overlay. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because there was more in Small World.
I thought so, too. I didn't say anything.
There totally was. And I almost noticed, like, a general feeling of they've definitely added something happened when I was on the Jingle Cruise. But when I was on Small World, like, I definitely noticed things that were different.
Like what? Do you remember?
Like,
anything in particular?
One thing in particular was there was this whole like archway thing happening. Remember,
is that the Feliz Navidad part?
Yes. They really beefed up the Feliz Navidad, and it's probably because we're going to get to their holiday Feliz Navidad offering.
We're going there.
We're going there. Stand by. But they had this in Small World, this whole like archway that came over, over the area where the boats go through, and so much more colored streamers and lanterns. And there was a lot more this year. There really was. And, it's really worth seeing if you are like one of those people that a lot of people are like, Small World, you know, even at Christmas. Oh, I'll look at the outside. I don't want to go inside. But it was fun to see it sort of reimagined, especially holiday.
Yeah, my experience on Small World this time was pretty entertaining. I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
Did we tell that story?
Absolutely. We're in the back of the boat.
Okay, I'll tell
Tana
the story.
Tana and I
I'll
and my wife.
Hold on.
Well, let me tell it. Because no, I'll
because
be quicker.
I have to pre-curse
You'll take
it.
Too long.
No, no, no. Okay, so just the other day, I read this story because I was doing research for the show where this guy was on a senior trip with his friends, and he gets in the boat with his high school friends, all the
big guys, right?
Football players, right? And they don't pay attention to where they're sitting in the boat. And oh my gosh, all of a sudden, they get on this boat, they start the ride, and their boat starts tipping. And by the time they're back to get out of the boat, they're underwater. Like, it's only a couple, it's only a little bit, because, you know,
how many times have you seen that?
The small world water is not even very, like, you know, deep, but they're wet. Okay. So what happens? Now you can, what happens when we ride? You can go ahead and take
it. Oh, Tana was screaming and crying like crazy. She felt that we were going under and it was going to be a capsized Titanic part two.
We were an inch away.
It was crazy. We were in no danger of even possibly getting wet.
It was 10 o'clock at night. I was going to be freezing.
She was crying.
I was worried. I was worried.
It was.
It took a little bit away.
So needless to say,
from the ride,
but I enjoyed Small World.
But I still noticed the overlays. I made it right. I made it right.
Lean to the left. Lean to the left.
Lean to the left.
That's all they kept telling me. Lean to the left. Lean to the left. Oh, well. Hey, one other thing that we should mention, too, before we went into Disneyland, one of the days we were on the parking structure and we kind of took a peek down at the new Star Wars land coming in. Got a kind of bird's eye view of it.
It's
Man,
huge.
It's moving along. It is huge.
It's huge.
It's going to be great. It is going to be great.
We took a picture. We put it on our Facebook. Go check it out.
Yeah, it's already there.
Facebook.com/Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Check it out.
We also checked. You can look over near where Thunder Mountain is. There's some gated areas that are kind of blocked off where it looks like it's going to
be entrance.
Yeah, it's
like that walkthrough between Fantasyland and over by the Thunder Mountain area.
I've seen some of the planning. I don't know if that's going to be the official entrance into Star Wars Land, but it kind of looked like
especially
it.
Especially because the artwork was there. Like, hey, coming soon.
Yeah, and plus the back of, you know, where we were. But anyway.
And knowing where it's being built. Yeah.
Anyway, it's moving right along. Man, there's some serious construction going
on
there.
And remember when we stopped and looked kind of in a similar way when they were building California Adventure?
Yeah, we took pictures of that.
We did. And yeah. they were gutting out the old parking lot.
Right. Kind of cool. Anything else Disneyland related that you can think of that we should pass on?
We could have just done a show alone on like Disney treats that come out at Christmas, but we won't talk about that. We talked about enough food.
Yeah, there's plenty of food.
There
you
is
won't
deliciousness
have to, you won't have
going
to go
on
far.
In the park.
Yeah, you'll find
Christmas deliciousness.
Yeah, so let's talk real quick about California Adventure, what's going on over there. You know, I get the feeling like California Adventure is turning into almost like a little bit of an Epcot scene.
Oh my gosh,
come
I totally
Christmas time,
got
right?
that feeling.
Yeah, it's so cool. And so here's some of the highlights that, and jump in anytime, Tana, on these.
Sure.
But here's some of the highlights that we took in and really enjoyed. First, we had a friend of ours was a dancer in Disney's Viva Navidad, which is over there at Paradise Gardens. Just a fun street performance. Donald. Donald and the Three Caballeros came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey and Minnie were also in the parade, but they're a little bit later in the parade show.
Mm-hmm.
But just a lot of fun dancing going on.
And we saw it at the perfect time. I don't even know if it goes on more than once, but what time was that? It was like the sun had just set.
We caught the last show. We caught the 6:15 show. It's all day long.
Highly recommend
go
the
at
6:15.
Night. The colors are...
Yes. What
Brilliant.
Happened was the sun went down, the lights came on, and the way the light just like bounced off of the color of the dresses and the floats and like it was actually more like a visceral thing that you just don't always see in every single circumstance. So it was something just very, very beautiful. I mean, and the color of the dresses and
It was gorgeous. So it was like fiesta
gorgeous.
Dancers as well as samba dancers that were kind of mixed and combined.
Brazilian.
It was awesome.
Samba dancers.
Yeah, it was really cool. About a 15 to 20 minute show, real quick.
Really worth catching.
It's over in the Paradise Gardens area. So again, if you have a chance to check that out, I would highly recommend it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, don't miss
Same
that.
Area, Elena. The new princess.
Which we watched just before that.
Saw it just before that. She's in the same area. She comes out, does a little singing performance,
mm-hmm.
and it's quite nice as well.
She was a very talented performer.
They casted well on that one.
She did very well.
And some of the other happenings, and we'll just talk about these real briefly, but just some different flavor that's going on. They have an Indian folk dance
and troupe. What they're doing is they're celebrating holidays around, like, kind of like you said in Epcot, around the world. And so they have these, the dancers that we watch were not only doing, but teaching participants who were watching how to do Bollywood dances. And I loved that. And it wasn't as
especially when they get the kids out.
Yeah. And they
so they were, their name was the Blue 13 Dance Company, but also with them, there was mostly kosher. They're a Jewish song and dance band that was very entertaining as well. Mm-hmm. A group called Raise, which did some a cappella performances as a
very
group.
Very cool.
And of course, we have to talk about the Mariachi Divas.
Oh, we love them.
They are so fantastic.
We've known them for a while.
Did you know that they've won 2 Grammys?
That's incredible.
It is. That's the kind of performance level of folks that they have at Disney. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and they actually were performing on a little stage that they built right outside of like the...
Pacific Wharf.
And there's a restaurant there that we really like to do like soup and a bread bowl and all that. And there's a little stage over there.
The best.
Like, hey, can we get some extra butter with that? The best. But yeah, they're amazing. And they put on a really, really, really neat show. Also, can we just talk about the Season of Life, the World of Color show?
Fantastic.
Can we talk about that for
another thumbs up? So
thumbs up.
If I can elaborate a little.
Yes, please.
I'm the guy that usually likes to go over to the Disneyland park, watch the fireworks,
watch Fantasmic.
I'm kind of into that. I usually kind of stay away from World of Color.
Yeah.
But this one was a great show. I loved it. It was all set to Christmas music. In fact, a lot of classic Christmas songs were featured. You got songs from Elvis, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole. One of my all-time favorites, Amy Grant, even made the cut. She has a song in the performance. But I think unlike a lot of the other World of Color shows where there was kind of a story painted from start to finish, this one is just a nice... go from song to song, all Christmas songs, give you a nice feel. You know, it was just kind of a great show.
It kind of felt to me more like, instead of exactly what you're saying, the storyline that it kind of carries you along a beginning, middle, and end. This felt more, can I say, like ambient to me. And what I mean is it's kind of like in the background. It's not really commanding your entire attention to a storyline, like you said. But what it's doing is it's just creating a great background thing. Like, you wouldn't mind turning to your friend or turning to your family member and, you know, speaking to them about a memory or something you'd like to do later. It's just nice. And if you could sit there and relax and have that, it's just sort of kind of be in the background and watch. It was amazing. Good. 20 minutes long. It was good. And there was some really neat different kinds of energies that they put towards every single song. Had its own like little different sort of lighting or color theme,
characters
and but again, not really a storyline, so it is unique.
Right,
really fun.
Yeah, I would definitely check it out.
Yeah,
definitely check it out. Of course, you can visit Santa at the California Adventure Park. He's there, and make sure the kids see Santa. They have a really nice setup to visit old Kris Kringle, and I think the kids will really enjoy that really nice setting. Mm-hmm. And finally, this is not Christmas related either, but it's kind of, because it's snowy. The new Frozen show.
Oh.
We can do a whole nother show just on Frozen. But what a great show. Go see it. It's one that you need to see. You know, kudos to Disney and their...
Imagineers.
Well, just their attention to diversity and you know, where they go. They had an African-American gal playing Anna, Princess Anna.
She nailed it.
Fabulous. She was absolutely fabulous. And so she was a real treat to watch. I really enjoyed her just nailing that character.
Yeah, oh gosh, yes.
She was
I say that show is very Anna character heavy.
It is very Anna heavy.
And of course, everyone loves our Elsa, but I would say that Anna really stole the show.
She did.
I thought she did. As the way the show is written and also what that performer brought to the table. It was just...
But a lot of new technological advances on this show,
we'll
from Aladdin to this one, completely different. I don't want to talk too much about it.
No.
I don't want to spoil it.
No, we don't want to spoil it.
If you're going down for the holidays,
check
make
it out.
Sure you get there a little bit early for the Frozen show.
Yeah,
because
we missed the first
actually
show.
Missed.
Our first attempt was a flop.
It was a flop. We didn't listen to our own advice.
We weren't close to getting in at all.
Well, we were too busy crying over Soren. You were,
oh, I was crying.
You were weeping.
Okay, I love Soren so much.
You were weeping.
Much.
Absolutely.
I know.
And that's a wrap up on our topic for today. Hopefully you have a chance to go down and see the parks during the holidays. It's really a real, real nice time down there.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Tana, I got a would you rather.
Oh, fantastic.
You
would
know how
I
love
rather.
Would you rather.
Hit me.
All right, here you come. Would you rather have a rainy day at Disneyland where it rains all day long?
And you know how I feel about getting wet.
Or
I don't like wet clothing.
Ride Splash Mountain on a cold night. One way or another, you're getting wet.
Oh my gosh, this is such a good question.
This is a Tana question. She absolutely hates getting wet.
I never
wet.
Go on Splash Mountain because I don't like getting wet. But you're
love
saying,
Splash
okay,
you have to pick one of them.
Repeat option two.
Oh, wait.
It's Splash Mountain.
You're going to ride Splash Mountain on a cold night.
On a cold night.
Yeah.
How? What time is it?
It's,
and what time are we leaving?
It's 22 degrees.
It's 22. No, no. What?
Anaheim
what?
Has been hit with the,
know,
a winter blast that they've
like
never seen in history.
But is this like 10:30 and we're leaving at 11?
Oh, yeah. Or? Let's say it's 10 o'clock and we're leaving at midnight. We're staying the whole night. And of course, we got a
rainy day. I'll take the rainy day.
Really?
Yeah.
All
and
day
I'll tell
long?
You why. I'll tell you why.
Because you're controlled. You can hide.
Because rainy days are not always freezing. Okay.
True.
And also, everyone leaves the park. And if I'm going to get wet and I'm going to do it, then I'll be happier if I have the park to myself. Does that make sense?
Total self.
We've done this before too. I think we talked about
this. We talked about it last week.
And it was amazing. And I handled it. It was fine.
Yeah.
But there's nothing worse than going on Splash Mountain at 10 o'clock at night. Because right now it's winter. So if I'm going on 10 o'clock at night, it's going to be freezing.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, I've got something for you.
All right.
Hidden Mickeys. And
that's
this is a Christmas version.
Oh, I love Christmas stuff.
A Christmas version of Hidden Mickeys. And all very right. specifically, A Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right.
Mickey version. Okay. So
love the overlay.
So I actually found pictures of these. So I am super excited to post them on our Facebook page because I really, really want you guys to.
Brandon, you have a lot of work to do today. You have
we're
a lot
posting
of posting
these pictures
on Facebook.
Okay. So you're going and they're both like literally in the same room. You go into the Haunted Mansion Nightmare Before Christmas. You go into the room and they say, you know, kind of pack in, and then you go into the room.
The elevator part, right? So you're going
into the stretching room.
The elevator.
The stretching
room. Okay. You call it the stretching room. I call it the elevator.
It's not an elevator.
It's not an elevator.
It's
I'm sorry.
It's a stretching room.
It's a stretching room.
Okay. So you know how when you go into the
stretching
room and there's usually like the pictures on the wall, right? And they stretch. Well, Nightmare Before Christmas, Holiday Haunted Mansion.
The overlays,
they have these like ovally shape, almost like these, not exactly eggs, but like ovalies. They're shorter up and down. They're longer side.
They
to
look
side.
Like stained glass.
Yes, it's exactly what they are. They look like stained glass. And then what happens is as soon as the
stretching room begins
to stretch, what happens is, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but
okay,
these stained glass windows, they or not windows, but pictures, they start to change. Okay.
Okay.
But there is one in particular that if you look at, they're all different. They're different stained glasses. And there's at least four of them. I can't remember exactly how many. I think there's six. But there's one in particular, okay, that you will see. It's like an image of kind of a bottom half of a Christmas tree, okay? And the Christmas tree is decorated. And on the very bottom, you'll see an overlay of, I believe it's four or five presents, okay? So it looks like the bottom half of a Christmas tree. Okay, this Christmas tree is decorated with like little ornament balls, or almost like they look like they could be like little what do you call it? The little berries,
holly berries,
or ornaments. It's kind of because it's a elementary kind of presentation on the stained glass.
Mm-hmm.
You could arguably say it's either one, but there is one kind of towards the right, sideways. There is a definite Mickey head. Definitely, definite Mickey head. The picture that I have that I'm going to post on the Facebook page has a red circle around it. You cannot miss it.
Awesome.
And very interestingly enough, in that very same room, up
the elevator,
ahead, the stretching room. Okay. So the very top of the stretching room has its own presentation.
Where Jack shows up, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh. I mean, he might show up there.
He's
maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
But okay, so there's this whole stained glass presentation that's up above you. And what it is it's this
Did
big
you see the spider
blue...
crawl across?
Maybe.
Maybe there's a spider.
Maybe there's a spider.
Spoiler
but
alert.
Okay, so there's this like blue thing and it's got like little holly pieces, holly berries, again, holly berries. And then it's got this big yellow like bow. You'll see it. We're going to post it on the Facebook page. Okay, but also on that, there is made of holly berries, probably definitely holly berries this time, another Mickey shaped, perfectly symmetrical Mickey Mouse head. Depending on where you're standing in the room, it could be upside down, sideways, or up, you know, right forward. But yeah, you can find both of these in the same room.
Amazing.
Amazing.
It baffles science.
It baffles science. That's amazing. Baffles the mind.
So they're both Holly Berry hidden Mickeys.
Literally in the same room that you'll only see during the holiday overlay.
Gotta love Disney.
How's that?
They like to hide things on us.
For your time limit, you have 3 minutes to find it. Otherwise,
we just was on that attraction. What on Monday?
Yeah.
Or Tuesday?
Yeah.
We wrote it Tuesday.
Uh huh.
I think Tuesday, and I didn't see him.
You need glasses.
Terrible at.
He doesn't always wear his glasses, ladies and gentlemen.
Never. Terrible at finding the hidden.
But
movies.
But I'm better, so that's why I'm here for you.
Good deal. Yeah. Fantastic.
Hey, Dad, quick question.
Quick answer.
Quick question. Christmas style. How many feet tall is the Christmas tree?
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say the elevator.
No. The stretching room.
No. Oh, the stretching room.
Not the stretching room. No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
How many feet tall is the Christmas tree in Town Square, Disneyland?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Do you want me
one.
To give you options? No, I'm not
giving
you options.
How about a leeway? How about a leeway? Can I get some leeway?
Does that
5 feet, 10 feet? How about 10 feet? Give me 10 feet of a.
No, okay.
Come on, 10 feet.
10 feet leeway. Okay,
okay, good.
Within 10 feet, please tell me how tall the Christmas tree in Town Square is.
This is usually people get questions that you could potentially answer. This is tough. I have to think about.
I'll give you multiple choice.
No,
if you
let
need.
Me let me guess. It's because it's right around the same height as the Emporium. It's a little bit. That's 2 stories. Right, 35, 45. 50.
Your final answer, please. Time's
50,
up.
50.
Time's up.
They wouldn't do 50. They wouldn't do 55. They'd do something kind of 50. 50.
Sir, I require.
54. 54 feet.
50. Final answer.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Final answer.
You don't want to phone him, Disney character?
I don't know. Do I need to?
Disney phone.
I'll call Brandon.
Phone
Brandon,
him.
Wait, it's 54
you
want to
phone
feet.
Mickey Mouse? Okay.
I'm
you
going
are
54.
Within. You are within range. It is a round.
Yes.
It is a round number that ends in a zero. Does that make sense? You can
feet.
Do it.
60 feet. 70, 50, 60 feet.
60 feet is correct.
Yes.
60 feet is correct.
I knew it. I got it right.
And that pretty much wraps up our show today. But before we go,
it's unbirthday.
You know
time.
What time it is. It's time to celebrate.
Let's celebrate.
Some very, very unbirthday. So, we would like to, on this very special holiday occasion, we would like to wish a very merry Randy and TJ Bernard, Gail and Charles Jennings, Carol Lyons, whose birthday was yesterday, but
what?
More importantly, today is her
unbirthday.
And Disney with Daddy and Daughter Facebook followers, Rhonda, Nikki, and Chantel. And lastly, but not least, the cast member Emily, who drew us our awesome caricature during our visit just earlier this week to Disneyland. Very merry unbirthday.
I love
to
Emily.
You all. We loved Emily.
Loved Emily because she made me look 30 years younger. And I have a resemblance to. Who'd you guys say I look like?
Mr. Incredible.
Oh, Mr. Incredible. I don't know
he
about that.
He looks a
but
bit like Mr. Incredible.
Are we going to put that on our Facebook page too?
Yeah, we will. Certainly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to do it.
We'll put that on there too then.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Disney with Daddy and Daughter, and be sure to find us on our Facebook page. Just type in our name, and that is Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Make sure you give us some pics, tell us your stories, and let us know when your unbirthday is
so we can celebrate.
We'd love to celebrate. You can also send us an email at DisneyWithDaddyAndDaughter@gmail.com. And remember, it's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, so we'll see you next time. Until then, from the happiest podcast on earth and from our family to yours,
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
holidays.
Folks.
Make every day magical. I love you, Dad.
Love you too, Tan. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream of